There are two types of blindness. The first happens when my eyes cannot see light, and the second happens when I cannot see God. There are two types of deafness. The first happens when my ears cannot detect the vibration of sound, and the second happens when my ears have lost their ability to hear God's voice of love. I see God's love in the birth of a child. I hear God's love in the sound of laughter and joy. I see the beauty of His palette painted in the sunset. I see His infinite power in the billions of galaxies that He created and hurled into space. I feel His care in the warmth of the sun that shines on my face. I see the twinkle in His eyes in the stars at night. I hear God speak in the silence of the wilderness. I hear God sing in the songs that He gave to each bird. I feel God's love in the love that I have for my own children. Every time a baby is born, I know that God hasn't given up on the human race. Everywhere and at all times, God is at work in my world. God is always present in my sense of wonder. If I lose my sense of wonder, I lose my sight and hearing. I lose God, and I lose the meaning of my life. My sense of wonder is fragile, and I must handle it with care. For some people, life is only a reductionist experience in which every significant event is explained away. They reduce the miracles of life to scientific explanations that suck the vitality out of the experience. The miracles become a nothing but. A bird's song is nothing but a vibration of sound waves. A sunset is nothing but the refraction of sunlight through the clouds as the sun moves below the horizon. A rainbow is nothing but the splitting of the invisible light spectrum by the prismatic effect of raindrops. The color of a rose is nothing but the reflection of a wavelength of light. A twinkling star is nothing but light being irregularly refracted by different layers of the atmosphere. And man is nothing but an accident of evolution in a blind and meaningless universe. The more scientific explanations you put into your mind, the more your sense of wonder withers. When everything has been fully explained, you feel supremely intelligent and your sense of wonder is gone. When the job is complete, you have demythologized everything and you are left with practically nothing. The only thing that remains is eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, and a heart that cannot experience the meaning of life. Your sense of wonder is closely linked with your ability to see and hear God at work in your world. When your sense of wonder dies, you become blind and deaf to God's presence. There are two types of blindness. The first happens when your eyes cannot see light. The second happens when your eyes have lost their sense of wonder. There are two types of deafness. The first happens when your eyes cannot detect the vibrations of sound. The second happens when your ears have lost their sense of wonder. One of the great tragedies of the 21st century is eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear. Although your eyes may be full of exciting images, you cannot see God working in your life. Your ears are full of wonderful sounds, but you cannot hear God speak. God is at work everywhere, at all times, and in all things. Unfortunately, when you lose your sense of wonder, you lose your ability to see God's presence and power in the ordinary events of life. City dwellers living in concrete jungles find that their sense of wonder is continually at risk. No stars twinkle in their sky at night. Light pollution extinguishes every star from the sky. Pigeons replace the hundreds of species of bird life found in the countryside. Dogs, cats, and rats are the only animals wandering in the streets. Pets locked in cages and animals in zoos replace the thousands of species found in the wild. Wet smog replaces the earthy smell of fresh rain. Snow even has a brownish discoloration. People have difficulty appreciating God's presence when they can't see stars twinkling in their skies. Smog is a powerful filter that hides God from their eyes. It's hard to feel God's presence in a concrete jungle that has brown snow and animals locked in cages. It's not surprising that city dwellers often lose their sense of wonder because they live in a world in which man has extinguished the natural beauty and replaced it with inferior substitutes. The wonders of God's natural world have been replaced with man-made sights and sounds that don't satisfy their instinctive longings.